Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder has met with more than
a dozen. It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Under a bill in the state house, people would face criminal penalties for coercing someone to have an abortion. The state house criminal justice committee heard testimony on the bill yesterday. Supporters of the bill say prosecutors should have this as a tool to prosecute domestic violence cases. Opponents say the definition of coercion is too vague. Is this likely to pass?
If it does, it's almost certain to end up in courts. People will argue reasonably that abortion is a legally sanctioned medical procedure sanctioned by the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think this might cause as many legal problems as it solves, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Legislation to overhaul Michigan's medical marijuana system cleared a state house committee yesterday. The bills would add protections for dispensaries and non-smokable forms of marijuana. But activists are criticizing changes made to the bills that would tax and track cannabis sold through dispensaries. They say it will drive more people to the black market. How would this affect the state?
Well, the big problem stems from the fact that when voters legalized medical marijuana back in 2008, there was never really any system set up for distribution, for growing. It was all very, very vague, and this has been the root of the problem, plus the fact that everybody knows a lot of people use marijuana for recreational purposes. There's a big push to decriminalize or to legalize it for that reason, and partly, this would seem to me, I can't comment on the specifics of how this would work, but this seems to be sort of necessary housekeeping details. Now, some of the opponents said, well, it's a drug, it's medicine, and you shouldn't tax medicine. But on the other hand, nobody goes and takes blood thinner for fun, which certainly they do with marijuana. So at some point, this is all going to have to be hammered out, whether or not recreational marijuana becomes legal in the near future or not.
Let's stay in Lansing. Lobbyists spent $21 million at the state capitol during the first 7 months of this year. That's according to a new report from the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Much of the lobbying has centered on changes to Michigan's energy policy. But Rich Robinson with the Campaign Finance Network says the information collected from official reports filed with the state doesn't tell the whole story. He told Michigan Radio that it doesn't give the public the kind of information they need. What does the public need to know?
Well, one very big objection that people like Rich and other people concerned with runaway campaign finance spending are is that the report doesn't indicate how much they spent on individual legislators. It gives you an overall spending for a firm like Kelly Cawthorn and say what they spent, but we don't know exactly how they spend it and who they were trying to reach.
And finally, yesterday, Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reported on the likelihood that Syrian refugees will come to the Detroit area. Southeast Michigan has a large Arab population, and Sarah reported that decades of conflict in the Middle East have already brought migrants to the Detroit area. How would a new wave of Syrian refugees affect the area?
Governor Snyder is all in favor of bringing talented refugees with skills of any flavor into Detroit, especially, which would be a good thing. And the Dearborn area, parts of Detroit, are set up much better than other places to work with folks like this. Access has been going for more than 40 years. It's probably the nation's largest and most successful private social welfare agency, which is aimed at the Arab American community. I think it's logical and almost certain some of these folks, we don't know how many will come here, but it's up to the community and all of us to sort of make this work.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.